Yeah, the Nutcracker has always been one of those ballets that you never really get over. Like, you kind of, you do a lot of it, so there's this point where you're like, oh God, another Nutcracker. But you are always learning new roles every year. There's something new happening, or you're revisiting old roles, and that's always really exciting because maybe last year you didn't do this step quite so nicely. So now this year you get another shot. So I've always used the Nutcracker as a means of rekindling a fire within my own dancing and trying to grow. Take a role that I've already done and make it something new. My name is Christopher Charles McDaniel, and I'm a ballet dancer with Los Angeles Ballet. This year, I'll be dancing the role of the Harlequin doll. When Uncle Drosselmeyer brings gifts to the party, he brings life-size dolls that he then magically brings to life to dance for Clara. So the Harlequin is one of the dolls, and he dances with the Columbine. They do a nice, cute little flirty dance. So this year, when I go back into it, my goal is to just really focus on making sure that I complement my ballerina better than I have in past years. My two ballerinas are incredible. I've danced with them a lot, but they're very different. One is very spunky and fiery and very feisty just naturally, and we've danced together since we were 15 in New York, and so now we're here in LA dancing together again. So we have that relationship where we kind of know what each other needs. And then my other ballerina is what I would call more of an adagio dancer. She has these long, gorgeous legs that just go on forever. And so with her, I have to partner her in such a way that she can get to the height of her extensions at her tempo and when she's ready. And I have to know how to adjust with each girl. So yeah, so that all of that partnering, it ends up being a lot of flirting and a lot of like fun dancing together, but at the same time, if you mess up one turn, it can throw off the whole, end of the ballet. So you have to kind of have this focus on where she needs to be. There's a sweet spot right on the top of the point shoe that if you don't have her right there, it may not work. So yeah, so the partnering is very flirty and it's very cute, but it's also very demanding.